That's Imperial Teen. Really, all these noisy records. This is from the Flaming Stars. Something tranquil and rather lovely.
Well, it's a shame. It's a sin. It's a sickening state to be in. There's no room for the stuff to spin around in your mind. Well, there's nothing left to say. Throw your memories away. It's gone, it's best forgotten. Slam the door. Try and leave it behind. Well, they wake in the morning, leave without making a sound. First they want to see you, and they say see you around. You thought you could swim, find you drowning again. And the light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. Oncoming train. It's an oncoming train. Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel. Thought you could swim, but you're drowning again. The only thing heading your way is an oncoming train. And that golden glow in the evening sky, it won't bring a brighter dawn. It's just the streets nearby, they're on fire. Well, it's the same every night. You'd complain that you're much too polite. Well, the world doesn't have your living, but it could buy you a beer. Nothing's quite what it seems. They'll take a blowtorch to your dreams. What's the point? The keys to the kingdom. You can't find the door. Are you waking in the morning without making a sound? You just want to see them. You say see you around. Thought you could swim, but you're drowning again. The light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train.
The light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. These are the Flaming Stars on Vinyl Japan Records. The LPs, Songs from the Barroom Floor. And this is the Pig's Pick for this week. DJ Fade and NX. We'll be right back. absolutely certain what it is they're saying on this, but they're certainly not saying party people. Well, the party people appears to be the title, but then again it often is. That's DJ Fade and NS on Pure Dance Records. And now the first coming up from US Maple, their debut session for the programme. And the members of the band, Pat Sampson on drums, Mark Shippey on high guitar, Todd Rittman on low guitar, Al Johnson on vocals. And also on some of the tracks, Yesico from Melt Banana on vocals, and Agata, also from Melt Banana, on guitar. In fact, all of these people are on this track, which is called Homemade Stuff Melted.
Trees intertwined. Who can forget that it was the Grumbleweeds that taught Frank Worthington to play the guitar, or that Julio Iglesias played in goal for Real Madrid? These two glamorous worlds have provided us with an intriguing love affair. Beauty, art and athleticism strangely combining to produce ugly offspring in the shape of hideous football records. Kicking, an hour-long documentary, charts this unholy alliance with me, Nick Hancock. Sunday, after the Top 40 on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Cambo.
But still a merry noise. This is Sigan Benza, and from the LP Symbiose from a few years ago, UU is the title of the track. And before that, it was US Maple with the elements of Melt Banana Incorporated, and a track called Homemade Stuff Melted. Here's a band that was tipped for the top by The Guardian. Well, there you go. Could be the case. I don't know. This is on Love Train Records from Esker.
Choose.
Tipped by the Guardian, as I say, on Love Train Records. That's Esker. And I was thinking to myself, if these people keep this up, you know, make one or two more excellent records, we might get them in for a session. But this has already been done by the evening session, probably several times. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they haven't been playing this loads as well. Trying to find the press release on this one, which is from the Teen Anthems on Sonic Art Union Records, and I hate Oasis and I hate the Beatles is the title of it. What does it say here? They're Porthcawl's premier punk pop boy band, probably the only one, actually. They live a monkeys-esque existence, sharing the same house, wearing similar clothes, while they live with their parents and have to wear school uniforms, and making exciting pop music for the kids. The band consists of Daryl, 16 vocals, and Richard, 17 keyboards, and their favourite pastimes include skateboarding, watching kung fu films, and sneaking into Woolworths to defend Face Ocean Colour Scene CDs. Well, there you go. This is a record which I bet has been played on One in the Jungle, oh, months and months ago. No, hold on a second, that's the wrong one. This is... Here we go.
The lines are so dope.
Yeah, yo, come on.
5HQ Records and apparently deleted on the day of release, which seems like a strange thing to do, but it's up to them, I suppose. Charles Street and the Base Level. After the news, it's done lying down.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
There's been widespread condemnation of a bomb attack on Manchester city centre this morning. Around 200 people are thought to have been hurt, though most of the injuries are minor. The device was left in a van, which exploded as police examined it. No one's claimed responsibility, though the IRA is being blamed. Unionists want the government to cut all links with Sinn Féin. Ian Paisley gave his reaction.
Revulsion and, of course, indignation and condemnation against the devilry of the IRA and sympathy for those who have been injured. And for those who may have been bereaved.
A telephone helpline has been set up. If you're worried about relatives, the number is 0161 817 8178. Well, the IRA says its members killed a policeman who was shot dead last week during a raid in the Irish Republic, but it says it wasn't authorised by the organisation's leadership. The legendary jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald has died. She was 78 and had been ill for some time. An adult and three children were killed this morning when their light aircraft crashed near Buxton in Derbyshire. Police are still trying to identify the victims. England have beaten Scotland 2-0 in their Euro 96 match at Wembley. Shearer scored first, then Gazza proved his critics wrong.
Now Gascoigne for England lifts the ball over Hendry in the area. And England into the quarter-final. It was stunning skill from Gascoigne.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Owen Thomas.
Radio 1. More music.
When you fall in love with someone, how do you know they're the one? Well, the flirt isn't done till you've tried them all and found out which one is perfect for you. That's the magic. Everything.
Material Records, the new single, which is called Can't Be Too Certain. I'm in two minds about the football myself, I have to say this. I mean, I heard Danny Baker going on earlier on today on Radio 1 about people who, you know, indecisive and an England-Scotland match was being played, but I'm three-quarters English and one-quarter Scottish, and as a lad, I always used to support Scotland because Billy Liddle played for Scotland, and obviously there's been Bill Shankly and there's been Alan Hansen and Kenny Dalglish and a load of others besides as well. And, I don't know, two minds, as I say. Right, this is Pablo... There was something else I was going to say, but it slipped my mind at the crucial moment. Anyway, this is Pablo Gargano and Freestyle. Fades in. Eve Records, 12-inch. Take it away, boys. That was Freestyle by Pablo Gargano on Eve Records. Eve 6, actually. It's been an Eve 7. That came in this week, but I've not had a chance to listen to it yet. Another one from US Maple with no melt banana input on this one. Knees on Morning. Don't ask me what that means. Saying maybe to life, that's US Maple in session, Knees on Morning, it's probably an anagram or something, the title of the piece. If you want to send us a fax, and I feel in the mood for an amusing fax or two, the number is 06451 10100, as you probably know by now. And US Maple, who you just heard, are featured on a record which comes to, well, if you're in the States, it comes from Skin Graft Records, but if you're in Europe, which we are, whether we like it or not, I rather do like it, I have to say, is on Gasoline Boost Records, and it features four bands doing versions of AC/DC numbers, and it's got Biggin on there. Breeze Glacé, I'm not quite sure how you're supposed to say that. Is it Breeze Glass or Breeze Glacé or whatever? Somebody could probably tell me. US Maple are on there, as I hinted earlier on, and Shellac, who go like this.
It was a friend of mine on murder. Judges, gavel, fence. Jury found him guilty. Years in hell. He's spending my life in here. I ain't living alone.
What are they saying exactly, do you think? That's US Maple in session and songs that have in brackets no making out, followed by Letter to ZZ Top, incorporating members of Melt Banana. Tomorrow night, what am I talking about? Yes, tomorrow night, between 8 and 10, right here on Radio 1, Sessions from Best, that's a new one. It includes a song, incidentally, called We Love John Peel, which I'm looking forward to hearing quite a bit, and also a session, a new one from Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, who have a new single on the market just about now, I think. And while I'm plugging things, at the Wild Club in Norwich, at the Norwich Arts Centre on Monday, the very wonderful Calvin Party, great favourites with this programme, are going to be playing, along with Mahogany, Phil Garvey, I guess it probably is pronounced, and Magoo. And here's something, too, from TJ's in Newport, from Cheap Sweaty Fun. Hope I got the dates right. What is this? Thursday, June the 20th. The world-famous, the American, the punk rock Pansy Division are going to be playing there, along with Krill, formerly Doctor and the Crippins, whether it's all of them or just some of them, I'm not quite sure. And some people call possibly Riponi or Repony. Not quite sure how you're supposed to say that. But anyway, forthcoming events at TJ's in Newport and at the Wild Club in Norwich. This is Ego Express. out of the Imperial Studio in Hamburg. This is Ego Express. Lost Jimmy is the title of it, from a double 12-inch package called Foxy LP, actually, if you'd rather, called Foxy. And a fax here, stained with tears, from Pat of Vesuvius in Glasgow, and he says, pretty last minute as usual, the tracks of my tears, this end tell a sad story. The Jad and David Fair CD, It's in the Post, Best Friends, will be out a week on Monday, plus Vesuvius Driving Companion with Long Leg, Yummy Fur, Dumpy Ganger and 8 more, out very soon. A tape and invaluable book for men and women on the move. And he says, the facts, it actually says, Jad Fair plus backing band will be playing a few dates in the UK to support the release of the LP I mentioned earlier on. And this will include Wednesday the 19th at the Louisiana in Bristol with Ganger, Thursday the 20th at the Piao Club upstairs at the Garage, London, Friday the 21st, Earwig Park, Duke of Edinburgh, Brixton, London, on Saturday the 22nd of June, Phoenix Art Gallery, Brighton, with We and Small Things, UE, I guess it is, actually, it's Small Things, and July the 5th, if you can think that far ahead, at King Tut's Wah Wah Hut, Glasgow, with Ganger and Long Leg. And I mentioned just then an invaluable book for men and women on the move, and amongst men and women on the move are the members of Boy Racer, and they were going to compile a kind of on-the-road diary on a cassette for me, which they've done and sent it to me, but I can't find it in the incredible mess that is the car. I was going to play you an extract from it. Instead, I shall just play you one of their tracks. This is called Two. Hardly a week passes without a new record from Boy Racer. This one's several months old now, though. Well, at least a month, anyway. From the LP on Zero Hour called In Full Colour. That was Two. This is Heavenly.
Drive to sing and see them free.
That's Heavenly and the other side of the single after the news.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
More than 200 people were injured in a bomb attack on Manchester city centre this morning. All but 13 have now been released from hospital. One of those detained is a heavily pregnant woman. The blast caused widespread devastation.
It felt terrible. We heard the bang and panicked. It was in the chest and it deafened us. And we could see the smoke coming up from the buildings and could hear people screaming. It was bad.
It was like slow motion. You could actually see the glass blowing out towards us.
We just heard this big explosion, then all this glass just come flying over our heads and, like, glass hitting your head and everything, so... And then we just split off from there.
No one's claimed responsibility, though the IRA is being blamed. John Major called the attack a dreadful act. There are calls for the government to cut all links with Sinn Féin. Well, you can call a special helpline if you're worried about relatives. It's 0161 817 8178. That's 0161 817 8178. Now, to better news, especially if you're an England fan, two goals by Shearer and Gascoigne virtually guarantees their place in the quarterfinals of Euro 96. Scotland failed to score. England boss Terry Venables is a happy man.
It's what we needed, you know. We felt we were a bit unfortunate first game, even with not playing well in the second half, to lose a goal like that. And I think the boys have deserved it with their second half display.
One more story, and just to tell you that the legendary jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald has died. She was 78 and had been ill for some time. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Owen Thomas.
Radio 1, more music.
That's Biss. Has the backlash started? We don't care. They're in session tomorrow between 8 and 10. Brand new session, along with one from Terry Edwards and his mates. That was Biss on K Records and Caroline. And before that, on the same single, it was Heavenly, on the other side of it, obviously. Trophy Girlfriend, that's from a forthcoming LP called Something Beginning with Heavenly. Warm Wires.
Cut a deal. Oh yeah, men's crime.
Dance party.
Tonight is party time.
Between 7 and 9 p.m. on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Danny Rampling, don't you ever stop pumping.
This is Source Direct on their own label. The Crane is the title of it. And before that, it was Warm Wires on Roslyn Records from somewhere in the United States of America. And Women Are Better Than Men. Last from US Maple coming up next. No information about their present activities or their future plans or anything, but I expect they're having loads and loads of teen fun. This is called Snarko Binky. Again, I'm not sure that I pronounced that correctly, but... Miles is the one on the left in the old hat. That's US Maple, the last from them in session. Don't forget, tomorrow between 8 and 10, before the Kershaw programme, it's Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats and Biss. Two not to be missed. That was called Snarko Binky, or something along those lines. And this is Hood, I've Forgotten How to Live. This is another one, Love Train Records. I'm in their pocket, everybody. On Love Train Records, as I hinted previously, I've got to stop saying that. That's Hood, and I've forgotten how to live. I wish there wasn't so much. I've been watching, obviously, as much of the Euro 96 as I possibly have been able to, and I do wish there wasn't so much diving. You know what I mean? You do get bored with it after a while. I wish the referees would send more people off to say, come on, don't do that, off you go. We've had enough of this stupidity. And shirt pulling, too, is getting on my nerves. I mean, it really is distorting the game. This is my view, anyway, and you may note it down and use it at another time, claiming that it's yours. This is Dick Dale, Nitrous. Wouldn't catch Dick Dale diving inside or outside the area, no sir. That's from the LP Calling Up Spirits, and it's called Nitrous. This is Steve Bicknell from Bracknell. No, I don't know about the Bracknell bit. We'll be right back. This is on Lost Records, which is a subdivision of Cosmic, or is it the other way around? One loses track of these things. Steve Picknell, though. The tracks seem to have no titles, although they've got rather pretty labels. I'd settle for the labels, really. Well, it needs titles when it comes right down to it. The title of the LP, though, having said that, is Why and For Whom. Don't forget Sessions tomorrow night before the Kershaw programme, 8 to 10 on Radio 1. It's Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, their first in a while, and a new one from Biss. Do not miss those. Here's Danny Rampling.